a lad in winter opened. But stones over dousing candle flame. And the first moths of summer suicidal came. Oh, suicidal came, and the new breeze chattered in its Maybach tenderness, sending water lilies sailing. As she turned to get up and rest, and the long night awakened, and we soared on powdered wings, circling out tomorrows in the weary month of spring, chasing shadows slipping in the magic lantern's light. Creatures of the candle on a night light bright, for dipping and weaving, fluttered through the golden needle's eye. In our haystack madness, butterflies knocking on the springtide high. Oh, on the springtide high.
Classic. Jethro Tull, of course, from 1970. Is it 1976? I can't remember. 1978, I'm fairly sure. I've got the album here. Hang on. I've got to go back to my camera. All right, there I am. I'm waving this album about and nobody's there to see it. There you go, heavy horses, real heavy horses on the front cover. Apparently, Ian Anderson is a good breeder of heavy horses. You heard Ian Anderson on vocals and flute and guitar, Martin Barr, of course, on guitar, John Evan, Barrymore Barlow, John Glasscock and David Palmer on this album. Now, Jethro Tull were very big when I was in school and in grammar school, but I didn't really get into them until they did the big international satellite broadcast from Madison Square Garden. I recorded that directly off the radio, and I started getting into them after that. And if you go on YouTube, you can see that broadcast. It's still widely available. It was, I believe, one of the first, very first international satellite broadcasts of a concert. So that was 78 or 76? Yeah, I would say 78 or 79 even. From Madison Square Gardens. And so it was a big event, and it was broadcast simulcast on TV and on FM radio in the UK. And so the tracks you heard were Moths, No Lullaby, which was actually featured on that concert. I think I believe they were promoting Heavy Horses on that particular gig. That's why I kind of Heavy Horses has a bit of meaning to me. You heard No Lullaby, Acres Wild, and The Maoist Police Never Sleeps. And yeah, 1978 sounds about right to me. Yeah, so I hope you're enjoying it. We've got lots of good music. We do a two-hour thing, a good 120 minutes worth. If you're listening on CGSF 90.1 FM, a big hello to you, and big hello to everyone out there on House of Prog. I was just checking the map on the House of Prog website, and we've got people listening in Germany, Calgary, Los Angeles, on the Eastern Seaboard as well. So a big hello to everybody out there who is actually listening. If you come and join me on twitch.tv slash Ian in Vancouver, you can see me live on camera for that, what that's worth. And yeah, so let's carry on with the music. This is a bit more Jethro Tull from the album Heavy Horses. This is a track called Journeyman right here on thehouseofprog.com. Yep, there we go.
Spine tingling, railway sleepers, sleepy houses lying for square and fair. Orange beams divide the darkness, the rumbling fit of ten and the waking world. Tunnels where green moss oozes from the boys. Dull echoes from the wet embankments, battlefield allotments, fresh open souls. In late night, commuter madness, double up black brigades on the floor. Dogwood master sleeping in the driver's side of the carriage door. To his journeyman, the song homecoming, gold souvenir at the late station store. Frosty paints on empty platforms, fireside slippers waiting, flip flop. On the midnight frost, on the lake, a mute special carriage lights that flicker, fade and die. Howling into hollow blackness, dusky diesel shudders in full cry. Station master in his wisdom told the guards to turn the heating off. Thank you.
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m.
Smile. some tea with me a while. Brush away that black cloud from your shoulder. To wish you would scarce feel that you're really real. Another tea time, another day older. Of one breath of your tiny hands, you wish you were a man. Who every day can tell another day. Who hides his head, pretending to sleep?
Feather feet pounding the dust on October's day towards evening. Sweat embossed veins standing proud to the plow. Salt on a deep chest seasoning. Last of the line at an honest day's toil. Turning the deep sod under. Let the fat log chasing the bone. Flies at the nostrils plunder. The suffolk, the Clydesdale, the Percheron vine. With a shine on his feathers floating. Hauling soft timber into the dusk.
to bed on a warm straw coating.
Heavy horses move the land under me. Behind the bow diving, slipping and sliding free. And now you're down to the view and there's no work to do. The tractor's out his way.
Let me find you a filly for your proud stallion seed. To keep the old line going. And we'll stand you abreast at the back of the woods. Behind the young trees, grumbling. To hide you from eyes that mock at your girth. Your 18 hands at the shoulder. And one day when the oil barons have all dripped dry. The nights are seen to draw colder. They'll beg for your strength, your gentle power, your noble grace and your bearing. And you'll stray once again to the sound of the gulls in the wake of the deep cloud.
Standing proud to the plough, the song of And now you're down to the view and there's no work to do. The tractor's on you. And there's no work to do. The tractor's on its way. We're all heavy horses. Move the land underneath. Behind the plow line, slipping and sliding free. And now you're down to the view. And there's no work to do. The tractor's on its way.
You, did your face appear bright when the leaves spin from October then whip around your tail? Did you shake from the blast and did you shiver through the gale? And give us direction, the best of goodwill. Let us in touch with your fair winds. What the blacksmith has done for you. Do you simply reflect changes in the patterns of the sky? Or is it true to say the weather heats the twinkle in your eye? Do you fight the rush of winter and hold some place at bay? Do you lift the dawn sun from the fields and help?